Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, you heard it in headlines, so you may have been tipped off to what the great news is for John Henry. Liverpool clinched the Premier League title last night, ending a 30-year drought. Aren't you excited for them? Don't you feel great?
I can care less.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
The 30-year wait is over. Liverpool, champion of England again. First title since 1990, as you heard Hardy say, they didn't even have to play.
What a thrill. The curse is broken.
It was secured. It was secured when Chelsea beat Manchester City 2-1. Mm. And that means that City can no longer catch Liverpool with seven games left.
Mm. And this is the format the NBA is eager to get to, the soccer format where two teams play and another team that didn't play wins the title.
Yes.
This is the thing that Adam Silver wants to happen.
How anticlimactic is that? Like, we're champions! Hooray! You didn't even play a game. What do you mean you're champion? You didn't win crap. But, what are you talking about?
Soccer fans are fine with this. They really are. This is...
Well, they're idiots, is my point, and Jim's point.
Say, you say idiot, I say conditioned.
I'll say idiot.
I say conditioned differently.
Idiot. Yeah.
It's different.
Trained idiot.
It is...
I have a belief in sports. To win a championship, you actually have to play a game. That's all. It's a simple belief.
It's different.
You got to play a game.
It's different in the Premier League. It's different. They do it differently there. I was so happy for John Henry and his string of obviously off the cuff, very heartfelt tweets that he sent out in the moments after the championship yesterday.
Why don't you read them in his voice?
You
for us.
Yeah, please give him deliver the
Jim,
message.
Do we have any music?
Yeah. Or someone call Adam Jones, but please.
Jones
give us
did
the
this.
Voice.
Jones did this last night. Go ahead.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Is that what he said?
I have to find them now. I just
God,
thought it was
he
funny.
Ages
there was
everything.
Like, there was like this whole thread that went up immediately, and again because all right, you got to have some stuff prepared. That's fine.
I think this is his statement that it was like tweeted out and. Like broken up and tweeted.
Congratulations!
Oh, was it just the statement then?
Yeah, let me double check. I think it's the same as his statement. That might be what it is.
Huh?
Yeah, I think this is his statement that
Henry tweeted.
Broke up into tweets, but go ahead. Yeah.
This was a season for the ages, and for the faithful of Liverpool foot. What team
what?
Do we own? Is this part of the Fenway Sports? Is this the motor? Is this the motor cars? Liverpool Football Club. It has been an incredible year of magnificent achievement, culminating tonight in capturing the Premier League title. The world has watched the fierce determination of this club on the field for every single match. The preparation, the resolve, and the talent of those who put together perhaps the greatest league performance ever in any country's history. This, in addition to winning a European championship, what did we win?
Super Bowl.
A Super Cup and a World Championship. The totality of this accomplishment has brought...
He didn't write totality.
...has brought respite and joy to so many in a year filled...
What does respite mean?
...with so much... Is someone else speaking? Is this a party line?
Is there a fire?
Well, the fireworks. Is that?
I believe we have our wires crossed.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
LFC has made the most...
What a moment.
The beautiful game more beautiful than ever. This in addition to winning a European championship, a super... I already said this. Strike that. It is said we are Liverpool. I always say that. That's how I identify myself. You, the supporters, are Liverpool in every sense, and you continue to drive the club forward. A historic club. Shouldn't that be N? Historic club? Should I do a hard on the H pronunciation? Historic club making history once again. End transmission. Full stop.
See, at least in that Champions Cup, they actually play the games. You know, you actually get a win.
Super Cup.
The Super Cup, yes, of course. Like the European Championship, that's a big deal. They hand you a giant cup at the end. Massive trophy. Big, big trophy for that one. 617-779-0985 is the
phone
number.
What's going on? Are
we
going to fire?
Are we going to fire here?
Let's go Red Sox.
Luke in Georgetown. Oh, Luke, take it away.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Premier League point system. I mean, Bertrand just kind of hammered it, but it's kind of like Duke when they win the ACC basketball tournament. I mean, they don't really care. They just want to win March Madness, and pretty much for Liverpool, they're Duke. They just won the Premier League. They don't care. They just want to go into UEFA, and that's where they really make the money and actually win big games where it counts. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I just don't understand why EPL can't also have their own deal. Is there, like, not enough time in the calendar to go, you know, play a game?
And it seems like they care. Don't they care?
No,
seems like they care.
This is a big thing. This isn't the ACC champion. No, that's a terrible analogy.
And Duke had to win a game to win the ACC championship.
Yeah, this is a bit. This is a thing.
Yeah, real champ.
This is the thing that they won yesterday by not playing. Again, Premier League fans are conditioned.
So it's like they're it's like their Super Bowl, their league title.
Yeah, but the bigger deal is the Champions Cup, where you have all the best teams in Europe. Like, that's a bigger deal, I would think. Kevin's in Whitman. Kevin.
Hey, Berger. How you doing, pal?
Good.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just so you know, they won by points. It was mathematically impossible for Man City to catch them. That's why Liverpool won the cup.
Yeah, we know. We understand that. We said that. But it's like winning the AL East because you clinched, you know, your certain number of games up.
Well that's how it works. It's a point system.
Yeah.
But you can't win the World Series by that system is our point. You know, you can win your division.
We're saying
in American sports.
There is something that I think as American sports fans, we would find ungratifying in celebrating a championship when you didn't win the last game of the season. That's
like
how we are conditioned.
The AFC East
you have to win the last game of the season in order to win the championship. That's the only way you can win it in football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. You
Real
have
sports.
To win the last game that is played. And in this case, they weren't even in the last game. I mean, it was decided last night. There may be more games to play. There may be more games on the schedule, for all I know. There may still be games to be played, but right
so
now.
So did you see the video that we put up on the screen that Josh had up of the like fire that was blazing and all those fans like going nuts?
Fire
outside the stadium, right? And I think that was last year. We can ask Josh. I think that's what that's from. Was last year when they won the Champions Cup? Because look at that, right? Like that was the reaction then. They said that last night that about 24 fans showed up. Granted, we're in a pandemic, but like there was like 20 people there. Like 20 people showed up.
Now that's a fire.
Now that's a real fire.
That is a fire. Call the fire
brigade. But when they won last year, did they win a game where there were fans and stuff, or did somebody else play and then they celebrated like this?
Who?
No, they won. They won and they played the games.
Yeah,
they
okay,
won a
yeah.
championship.
So that explains the celebration.
Yeah, exactly. So at least they've got their priorities straight.
This is kind of like the gymnastics when like the person's got the most points and they're just waiting for all the other Olympics like to all the other people to play out and then they're still the highest, they win.
Yeah, but at least you're all competing on the same stage on the same night.
True.
You know? I do get what you're saying, but yeah, at least it's a fight to the end.
Yeah, but it's a totally different feel, and this is why I think this is why people dig Premier League is because the whole season counts toward the championship. Every game matters because they're all playoffs. You're all playing in one long tournament. The first game you play, boom, that's it. Now this all counts toward trying to win it.
Oh, Josh says the video is from last night. So that AP report was incorrect. That is way more than about two dozen people. That's from last night? Let me see it again. That's wild. Never mind. I take it back.
Can you rerun the film, please?
Thank you. He's got it. That's from last night. I guess they are all worked up over it. They're lighting things on fire over there.
Wherever Liverpool is.
Never mind.
Beatles. Somewhere in England.
There it is. Okay.
You could drive my car.
Well, they're burning the town down over this for not even having played a game. Beep, beep, beep. Well, that just reaffirms what we think about this system. Silly. 617-779-0985.
John Henry watches Peaky Blinders. I thought this was a period piece. They dress like I do. I don't understand.
We'll get back to your calls as well. I was going to use Liverpool winning as a jump-off point for some baseball stuff. We'll do that next.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Wow, have we pissed off the soccer fans?
Who cares? Who cares?
First of all, I keep saying Champions Cup. I got to say Champions League. Just stop doing that. Champions League. And I'm getting more videos on the celebrations last night. Also, we're being told that not everything revolves around America.
I'm fully on board with this. I don't have an issue with this, and I do care. Believe me, the Reds start playing what, Wednesday, or 2 weeks from yesterday. I think the 9th. That's only 2 weeks from yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, the 9th. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be watching.
How does MLS decide their champion?
I'll be watching.
Points?
No, they have playoffs.
They have playoff games. They have playoff games and championship games. Because that's how we like to do things here. That's what we like to do.
That's right.
And for our purposes, everything does revolve around America here on this radio station.
Yes, pretty much.
In fact, this is what we talk about. We talk about American sports.
Yes.
That's what we do.
We're an American sports talk radio show.
America! Yeah! That's what we do.
American sports talk radio host.
In the midday.
In the midday.
Talking sports.
We're talking
midday
sports.
Talk show American host. Sports.
Sports.
Midday sports American talk show host.
Radio.
Radio.
Let's go to Cheryl in Newton. She had a call from earlier on the Patriots. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello, Cheryl.
Good. I enjoy listening to you every morning. You make me laugh, but I think you two have almost gone over the edge. Have you?
With what? With what?
With everything?
The songs. I'm laughing all morning.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But I do have a question. Which is, do you think the college football is going to be able to be played this season?
I think somewhat. I think somewhat. I don't think it's going to be a full go, but I think they're going to have some sort of a season.
There's a Division II school in Atlanta that has canceled all fall sports, including
football. It's Division II. Who cares about Division II?
Right.
We're not watching D2 games.
Well,
yeah,
I would say
I'm with
that
BC, So
I would say most teams will figure out a way to get on the field, but I think that you're going to see some programs that end up shutting it down at some point.
Cheryl, you told our call screener T-Bone that you were a Patriots cheerleader.
Yes.
Was that the Boston Patriots or the New England Patriots?
It was 72 through 74.
Wow.
So I was down at Schaefer, and it was when Jim Plunkett and Randy Vitahar and Sam Adams and Bill Linkitis were there. So it was fun. And my claim to fame down there was being knocked over by Carl Eller on national TV. And he was with the Vikings. And then one other thing was when they had a Monday night football game against the Colts. I think that ended Monday night football games at Schaefer and now whatever Gillette for about 20 years.
Is that the electrocution of the goalposts going down Route 1?
That was a wild night. And people were throwing beer cans onto the field. I thought it was fun, but obviously...
Well, you didn't get hit with one until you get hit with one. It's all fun and games, right?
Yeah, I did not get hit with one. But I enjoyed it, but I've always followed the Patriots, and I love them, and I'm following the Patriots and not Tom Brady. I'm a Patriots fan through and through. I wish him luck, but I wish us more luck. But so, do you think the professional football is going to allow fans in?
Nah, probably not. That's my guess. Yep. But who knows? Things could be a little better in five weeks or 8 weeks, you know?
Yeah,
and I agree with you on the soccer. I think you should have a full season and win with all your games and have a big championship. I don't understand the soccer system over there, or here for that matter.
It's very European of them.
It's pretty easy. Just stop it. Look, Cheryl's right.
Thank you, Cheryl.
In the U.S., it's very easy to understand. There are conferences. There are standings. There's a playoff line. You get into the playoffs. You advance throughout the playoff system, and you play for the MLS Cup. In Europe, or for the Premier League anyway, it is simply you amass points for every match that you play during the season. Whoever has the most points at the end of it is your champion. It's, in some ways, Beetle, I would argue, a more equitable determination of who the best team is. You don't get to catch somebody on just, you know, a bad night and beat them in advance in the playoffs.
It's called pressure.
Whatever. Yeah,
pressure.
Whatever.
I don't understand the clock. I tried in the World Cup to watch, and then, like, the clock's still moving, and the game was already ended, and the whistle. It was weird. I don't get it. The clock goes up, and there's not, like, a final gun. It's like, wait till the other team gets the ball at the end, then the game ends.
I'm still with you, and this is soccer across the world, and we will have people argue with us on this. And I still have an issue with that very same thing, with the referee being the one saying how much time is left. And then they add minutes, and then they put up a sign saying, like, oh, there's 4 minutes of injury time. Okay, well, whatever. And then you're expecting like a 4 minute countdown clock, but you don't get that. He's got it on his watch, and even now, even with that sign up, you know how much time is left. You will hear announcers, and I've heard in the past, it was Feldman and Mariner would say it, or for other teams, in other leagues, they're like, this should be over. You know, I don't know why they're still playing, or they may have time for one more possession throughout the middle third and try and get into the, but because you don't really know. One guy knows, and that's the referee, and it irks me too. You don't know. Where's the clock?
It's very European of them.
It's just different. Look, some sports have that.
Even the way they drink their coffee in the little coffee cups. And how they
now,
have,
all right, now you're, like, you're just going.
Who puts chocolate? Who puts chocolate on bread in the morning?
Like, so you are. Yeah. Come on, don't.
I don't like the egg that's half cooked, and I got to crack the top of the shell and eat it out like that. The half poached egg, not poached egg. Yeah, whatever you call it.
Now, Scott, you've never been the ugly American. Don't start that now. That's certainly not you.
The sliced ham. I dug it though in Greece. I did. I caught on quickly. Tomatoes and cheese and all that. We're good.
Oh.
Bring a fish with a whole head? That's fine.
How continental.
We don't do that in America.
Tomatoes and cheese.
Yeah. Oof.
Wow. Just a quick aside before we are going to get to these baseball items. I do have some baseball items today. 617-779-0985. This just in from Florida. They spiked up to about 5,000 cases a day this week, which is...
It's higher than I thought.
It's gotten to a big number. Guess what today's number is?
No clue.
8,942.
That's more than five.
9,000 cases. Nearly 9,000 cases today in Florida. Huh. That number is going up quickly. If that continues to be the case, the NBA is going to run into problems with their players. There's going to be players that say, I'm not going. It's going to happen. I'm concerned for the NBA having picked Florida. And Florida in the beginning was, oh, go to Florida, go to Arizona. You know, they're going to just open it all up and let you do whatever the hell you want. That's great. They are. But not really. I mean, not like there's fans coming into the building. But I'm wondering
don't
if
come
there,
here.
I'm wondering if there are players. What do you mean don't come here? For who?
Like people from Florida. Hey, we're getting out of here. These massive spikes.
Oh,
get the hell.
Yeah, no, you mean? Stay in Florida.
Yeah.
You stay down there in Florida.
Yeah.
We don't need you here. Yeah, I'm wondering if this continues to be a problem there, that if it catches players'
Exodus.
Attention
yeah.
the same way it's already caught the attention of GMs. Because GMs are already concerned about Florida being the site. Something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
For the NBA. Again, we are more than a month from the first game being played there. We're still 5 weeks away from that. Ian is in New Hampshire on the EPL. Hi, Ian.
Hi. Big fan, guys. Listen a lot.
What are you?
Just like to chime in about the soccer situation you guys have been talking about. There's, as far as I'm concerned, there's like three like tournaments per league in the European. So like every, so say the EPL, right? The EPL has their league, which you guys are debating about, like doesn't make any sense, obviously, no tournament. They have their own like kind of, I guess, college basketball tournament for all divisions in Europe, or all divisions in England. They do the one big tournament for a cup, and then they also have that League Cup that they do. And then obviously the Champions League is like their biggest tournament for all European leagues.
Nice.
Well, I think you won Zoe and Beetle over with that, guys.
That is a spirited, convincing argument right there.
And that sums up soccer. To me.
No. Yeah,
right there.
Is there a trophy for winning the EPL? What's the EPL trophy look like?
The apple?
Do you get a trophy, a big one? Is that what you get?
Yeah, it's a cup or something.
Like, oh, I'm looking at it now. It's interesting.
Like
it's got like, what is this?
It's a chalice.
It's a, yeah. Oh, no, it's sort of.
It's Monty Python it's out
got,
of.
The picture I'm looking at, it's got like these ribbons draped over it. For the Premier League champions,
that doesn't
trophy.
Sound. Wait,
it looks like a crown. It's got a crown on top. Yes, again, how very European of them. It's got a crown.
Say, that was some tea. We got the tea and put some crumpets in it and some spotted dick.
EPL trophies get a crown for the Queen.
For who? Well, you can put on hats.
For the Queen.
Stand in line at Sir Buckingham Palace.
For the throne. We
listen
do it for
to the Beatles. I listen to the Beatles and the monkeys. Hey,
the monkeys. No.
They're European, aren't they? They sure weren't American.
The monkeys?
Yeah.
The monkeys were American.
Well, Davy Jones was English.
Oh,
but...
give me a break. Monkeys aren't American.
What are you talking
they're,
about?
They're goofy bowl cuts and everything.
What kind of monkeys? The
long hair.
You talking macaques?
Not the macaques.
Are you talking about the band?
Not the macaques.
The monkeys were American. Davy Jones was British, I'm pretty sure, but Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, all American. It was an American invention. It was supposed to be like a sitcom, a parody of you know, British rock bands.
Macaques.
You betcha.
Yeah.
All right. 617-779-0985.
Excuse me. I thought I turned my microphone off. I think I turned it on when I went to sneeze. Apologies, gentlemen.
Yeah, all good. All good. Phone lines continue to be open, taking your calls on everything from the week. Baseball is still open to expanding their playoffs. Yes, we could still get expanded playoffs. You know, playoffs where you play games and you win games and then you advance?
Not everybody yeah, does it like that.
I know it's a foreign concept to John Henry, but there could be more of that coming in baseball. We'll talk about it next.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
So don't text me right before we go. I can't read that text right now, but I'm interested in it.
Unbelievable.
You got to text me like in the start of the break.
Well, I just got the text real quick.
So okay. All right. I'll get to it.
No, you're not going to get to that on air, but.
No, I know. But it's long. It's a long text. It's a lot. I'm going to be distracted. I'm going to shut my phone off. I'm like, you right. I'm going to put my phone over here. It's out of the way.
I just saw it.
I just didn't read.
I just Jim and I had a conversation about that yesterday. So,
all right, let's talk about baseball. There's still hope of expanded playoffs in baseball, and I don't know that we ever really discussed it on its own. Are we for or against the expanded playoffs in baseball? I'm not exactly sure where I stand on this.
I'm not. I would rather watch playoff baseball. Like for a fringe baseball guy, I would rather watch playoff baseball than regular baseball. So I would sort of be for the expanded system. I would. And I think it would give more teams the chance and maybe make every game in a shortened season, and I know it could even potentially happen next year, even more important, right? Like the games are more important.
Right.
Makes your games more important. Every day is more important now.
Here's what it says, by the way, in the story that this was in. AP wrote it up. Tony Clark has a quote in it. It says, because there was no financial agreement between the two sides, the postseason is still right now at 10 teams rather than the expansion to 16. MLB could attempt to make another proposal for a larger postseason. And here's the quote from Clark. He said, I would simply say that if there's interest to discuss something, I'll be available to discuss it. So he's leaving the door open. Isn't this amazing? These guys wanted nothing to do with each other 3 days ago. Now they've got a season. They've agreed on safety protocols. They're going to be in camp next week by July 1st. And now Tony Clark says, give me a ring if you want to talk about expanded playoffs. That was all about protecting their grievance. It's unbelievable, these guys, these players. Now I'm pissed at them. So 16 teams, there'd be more playoffs. In a shortened year, I don't know if it's necessary. I don't know that it's the best idea for baseball to do that right now, this year. In general, though, if they want to shorten the regular season and add more playoff games and be more similar to, let's say, hockey or basketball, right, where you let in a full 16.
Yep.
I don't want to compare it to football because they only play one game per playoff, you know, round, if you will.
Sure.
But it'd be sort of similar to basketball and hockey, letting in full 8 teams in each side. I don't think it's a bad idea.
I don't either.
If you have more games that are more intense and mean more, now, will you get the same interest in the first round of the MLB playoffs as you get now with the wild card play-in games? Probably not. But I like the idea of letting more teams in at this point in time. I don't know that I would do it this year, though. You got a 60-game season, and now you want to let in half the people? Half the teams?
Yeah. No, but this year's different than any other, right? Why wouldn't you do it? I mean, if you're going to do it in a year, do it this year. Because, like, you're kind of open to everything. Look at the freaking NBA and, you know, the way they're heading. Look at hockey. Look at them all. I mean, who knows what the hell's going to happen. Football's not changing their format or anything. But,
you already missed half your season, more than it, you know? So I think it's kind of one of those odd years where, what the hell? Let's experiment. Let's try it. It's sort of like a bargaining chip back and forth. So, hey, if we're going to give you full prorated, you know, we're going to want to do this. So I think it'll make it more interesting. I do. And I think you'll get more people in the first round watching. I mean, not as much, like you said, for the wild card, but you're still going to have people in.
Well, I think it would help the Red Sox because I don't expect them to be very good if they do go to this expansion of the playoffs right now. The Red Sox hope of being good rests solely on being able to hit the crap out of the baseball. And that is my hope for them, that they score a boatload of runs, that offensively their output is awesome and they just score a lot and they outscore their competitors every day because they don't have the pitching. They just don't have it. So yeah. Maybe they can sneak into the playoffs and be a playoff team this year. Maybe that can happen for them. 617-779-0985. We'll go back to your calls at the top of the hour. Coming up next, we've got this date in show history.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
June 26th, we're going back in time. This date and show history. Yeah.
All right, we ready, gentlemen?
I'm ready. I was born ready.
I wish Tangway were here to give me, like, his radio guy introduction of this song. You know, he does that. He could do, like, his...
Oh, let's go back down to 1985. Let's go to Huey Lewis and the News here from Back to the Future soundtrack, taking you to the top on Maine's 104.3.
Yeah. Correct.
What was it, the Bear? What was it, the Bear? What radio station you work at? The Bear? No, that's Care Bear.
I would like to hear him back sell this one because then he could invoke Huey Lewis. And he goes, Huey Lewis, and you just heard the news. Yes, you did. Gary Tangway here, Care Bear with you on a Friday afternoon. 10 minutes before the upswing of noon, we got 82 degrees in Boston. How you feeling? I thought so.
Let's do that. Yep.
2019. So this is just 1 year ago today, 26 June 2019. We got on the subject of the name Todd. And then and then we took a bunch of calls
from a bunch of Todds,
from
bunch of
guys
toads.
Named Todd.
I remember this.
Hey Toad, give us a call if your mother named you Toad.
Who's in these pictures with you? Is it that Todd? You can see his face in one of the photos.
Todd.
We found a Todd in Blackstone. What do you got for us?
Here's the thing. You couldn't get more white bread than Todd, but every time somebody screws up my name, they always call me Scott. Why the hell is that?
Todd in the car gets confused for Scott. Hi, Todd.
How?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Hiya.
Hi, mate. Here's Todd in Salem on his name. Todd, what do you
Hi,
got?
Hi, Todd.
So, actually, my name is Tyler, T-Y-L-O-R. I know it's weird spelling, but every single time I'm on the phone, every single person thinks I say Todd, and I cannot stand it.
We got a Todd in Fall River on the Celtics. What about your name, though, Todd? What do you think?
I hate it.
If anybody likes their name, Todd, call the show, 617-779-0985.
Looking for a Todd who likes their name.
We're 0 for 5 here. Yeah.
I'm the oldest of 8 from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Scott Fossland. But Todd, Terry, Ty, Tom.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd.
You won't find one that likes their name, enjoys it. Todd. You ever look at, like, pictures, old school pictures? There's Todd. He's got plaid pants and a freaking golf shirt on. Todd.
I have a rope belt. I have a cousin, Todd. Gene Poole's son is Todd Poole. I haven't talked to him in 25 years. But
it would be different if it was a Tide pool.
We did this last year. And we
I would have named
left.
It Tide.
Yeah, I never asked him if he liked his name or not. I once watched him make and eat a six-egg omelet in 8 minutes flat. It was fascinating.
Tom said we did this for an hour and a half.
Todd? We did Todd talk for an hour and a half. And we had sports. We had sports.
Kind of. It was June 26th.
Post-Bruins. Yeah. Post-Bruins, though. Post-Bruins. Nobody wanted to talk sports. Post-Bruins collapse.
Right.
All right, 2018, 2 years ago today, Zoe spilled the beans on some info about Tom Brady that was not yet known publicly. I don't remember what this was.
So is the Montana trip on or off? I thought he said it's in or out.
You'd know better than
I. I think he was asked about it. He said, well, I don't know. Might not be doing that one.
When did he say that?
I thought he said this like 2 weeks ago.
When?
Was it in the interview with who the hell? Damn it. Something about Montana. He's like, well, maybe. I don't know. I thought this was right after the Edelman stuff broke.
I didn't see that. Yeah. I thought it was still on based on the Vogue video.
Oh, maybe they're going to Costa Rica.
Well, maybe they're just going to do both because they have the means and time to do
both.
They
can build a football field there. Go out there and throw it around.
When was Montana last year?
I think it's the week after the 4th. So it's like 2 weeks before
like
they
2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
They'd be there doing it. As far as I know, it's still happening. Maybe you know something else.
I just thought I heard him. I don't know where.
This is again.
How
is
I'm
this,
recalling.
Is this when Zoe has private conversations that he can't remember if they were private conversations or if they were something that was reported in the media?
I thought this happened during camp. He said something. Damn it. Maybe not. Or maybe he told somebody.
Like you.
Like me. At Best Buddies. That's what it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that explains that.
Now we know.
Brady said it's not happening.
All right. Also,
it didn't happen, by the way. They didn't go out there last year.
No. Filled the bucket in other ways. Same day in 2018, something in my headlines about Gene Steratour produced another one of our commonly heard drops.
Really?
That Gene Steratour said.
I guess.
Here's what we're going to do. Do a little first down, okay? Put the ball at the 43. First down, Patriots.
Gene Steratour drop?
What's the drop?
Is it of Gene Steratour?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh. So we said something in response to him. All right. Well, let's hear it.
And last week, we learned that Gene Steratour would be retiring as an NFL referee. Now we learn that he is going to join CBS as a rules analyst for the 2018 season. He's also going to be a rules analyst for college basketball games because he was a basketball ref, too. He's going to do a little
so he's not doing the basketball thing either anymore.
He
retired from both fronts.
I would expect so.
Does he still have a sanitation business? No, he and his brother are in business in sanitation.
Sanitation.
Not sanitation. We get rid of all the stuff.
Sanitarium.
It's a sanitation.
That's right. He's got a poo-poo cleaning business back in Uniontown with his brother.
That's pretty good.
I would, for $1 million, I would not have come up with weird talking about Gene Steratour. That's how we came up with
sanitarium.
It's a good day.
All the drops.
I told you, you'd tell him you was in a sanitarium.
No.
Not sanitation.
No, you said sanitation.
It's a sanitarium.
Why would one be better than the other? I told him, telling you had TB.
Well, because if you work in a sanitarium.
And you were in a sanitarium.
If you're in a sanitarium,
comes off the tongue better.
It's probably considered a better job, right? Where you needed to be someone who was, you know, maybe a little bit more educated or, you know, something along those lines.
No,
that you had
he
more
was,
value.
No, he was. He told Manny to tell the people there in Little Havana, where, you know, that where the, all the Cuban refugees were coming in, that he had tuberculosis and that he had spent time in a sanitarium, which is a place where you would get better from tuberculosis.
That's crazy there with the kid, the defensive.
And oh, right. Instead, this makes sense.
And
okay.
Instead, he told him that he was in sanitation. Like, why would telling the people there in Miami that you had TB and you're in a sanitarium for it be better than telling them that you were in the sanitation business.
Okay, right. I hadn't really thought that much about this clip, but now I'm thinking about it. Most of the Cuban refugees were emptied out of the prisons, right? Yeah. So they were either people who were sick or were in a prison. So if you're telling them I was in the sanitarium, I was someone who was sick, I'm not a criminal, you've got to let me in on humanitarian grounds.
As opposed
because
to...
I'm someone who is sick and I need health care and I need, you know, I need refugee status here is what I need. Because they're kicking me out of the country simply because I have had tuberculosis.
Ha!
That's my guess. Whereas if you were working in sanitation, you may have been in prison and now you're a trash guy.
Yeah, there's historical Beetle.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you come through again. All right.
I guess. Right. He's telling him that he was in the sanitarium, not that he worked in the sanitarium.
Because that would have been a more plausible reason as to why he was on one of those boats and Castro got rid of him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Fidel Castro would have been 112 today. Bad guy. But, always had that beard. Like cigars. All right. Finally, all the drops from this date in show history strung together by T-Bone.
I lay around and wonder why you were always there for me.
Nice.
Sometimes when you get choked out, it literally chokes the blank out of you. All right. So
the bags under my eyes right now are ridiculous.
We rub mud all over each other.
I had Drew Bledsoe rub mud on my back.
I look like crazy, foolish, stupid party going. What?
How do you get dick out of Richard?
How do you get dick out of Richard?
The slapping of the pee-pee thing.
What? That's a good day, right there.
What was that last one? What was that last one again?
Getting dick out of Richard.
But yeah, how does this nickname slap dick
that pee-pee
come
thing.
From Richard? I understand. I understand what that conversation was. It wasn't.
I never understood that. How do you
some don't make sense. How do you get how do you get Hank from Henry?
Thank you.
Right? How do you get
Jack from John.
Jonathan?
Right.
How do you get Todd from Tyler, like that caller
well,
earlier?
That was
that's a whole another can of worms. No idea.
Like if you had to, like if you're a dude and you have to list, like I'm sure women list names, like thank God I didn't get named Helen. Like Helen would be at the top, or Margaret, or Helga. Like you wouldn't want to be named that if you're a woman. Like dudes did not want to be named. I would not want to be named Todd, Trevor, Larry, Fred, like Fred Flintstone.
All right. You want to just make a list of names that you're glad you weren't named?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
No, I'd be fine with that. I'm much more interested in hearing the names that you have a problem with.
Mark, are you glad you're a Mark with a C, or you wish you were a Mark with a K?
With a K.
I've heard
I
that
prefer
argument.
The K. Yeah, no, I prefer the K. I blame my parents for that.
Tony dropped the ball on that one, huh?
Yeah, they don't like it when I blame them for that. They get all, they get very defensive about it.
Why is it a C? They just felt like being pretentious at the last second.
Yes, going to be fancy about it.
Yeah.
We're going to buck the system here. Yep.
Very un-Quincy-like. I don't know. It's not
true.
Not a very patriotic spelling of your name.
What do you think the top 10 names in Quincy are for men?
Sean.
Bill.
Sean. Bill.
Enrique.
Bob.
Ted.
Bob.
Bob. Yeah, definitely a lot of Bobs. Yeah.
Junior.
617-779-0985. The noontime hour is here. We have headlines. We're right back. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.